I'd like you to identify the nature of the entity that Jesus encountered in Matthew 4, 1 through 11.
Well, that was a bump. What would you like to know?
Well, it's commonly referred to an encounter with Lucifer, the temptation, right? Temptations.
The temptation of Christ, but then see, that spurred right off of the Sermon on the Mount. You know Sermon on the Mount?
It's been a while since I've heard it. But yes.
The Beatitudes, where he fed the 50,000 or 200,000 with three little pieces of bullshit and stuff. Okay, well, the point of this interaction was the angelic representation of, please come on and show me what you got. I'll show you yours if you'll show me mine. But you remember that was the battle all along. And so the obsolescence of the little man proving his power. How many times have you heard us say we don't do politics?
Well, many, many.
That's the same exact thing that Lucifer represented to trying to get Jesus to show out. He wouldn't do it. Now he'd crash the world, and he did that, and he moved the mountain, and he moved to the mount of Golgotha. He did a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't from a commanding standpoint of showing out. It always
was
when you do that.
That
a representation of all. Stop. Listen. No, it was
okay.
Not. It was the representation of all the angels.
Okay.
It wasn't just Lucifer or just what he stood for. It was actually all of them.
Okay. I started watching the...
Hey, Maverick, didn't he start off saying that was a Bob or all the Bobs? Isn't that what his first word was?
I didn't hear that.
Did you say that? That was Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, no, that was Bob is what he said, Maverick. And this is all the angels, so Bob's in charge of all the angels, or he's a frame around them as a dark soul. Very profound point there, Maverick. Might want to pursue it a little further.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, though.
Right, but you know, the dark soul is Bob.
Right.
The dark soul represents that the abject conductivity that's going to also judge the angels. So this representation is the angel side of a dark soul encounter.
Okay.
And you know what Roxy would say? All is recorded. That's what Roxy would say.
I don't know how to pursue that any further, Bob.
No, you did. Just look at the differential between the angels, the dark soul, and little man and God. That's the Hindiades, one by means of two. That's all four. Matter of fact, just step back. We got this. This is a good thing since Bob's going to drive this thing into a fine powdery pulp. So good for him these days. The representation that you're on the Golgotha, the bringing up to the mount, when they were taken up, and that's when before he went to Gethsemane to cry and the rocks and blood and guts and bullshit stuff. All the, they call it the temptation of Christ. That temptation is endure or subdue the powers from this realm of this world. The dark soul counters that by saying, come on, what you got? Show me what you got. Come on, show me what you got. Come on, that's what Bob does. Bob does it time and time again. Come on, show me what you got. You all that in the bag of chips? Let's see. You got a big one? Flip it out here, big boy. Let's see. We won't see. We're gonna get the goober police on here and look about this and see what's going on. And we're gonna see how it all works itself out. See? Only because he's unabased. Unabashedly unabased.
Unabased, yeah.
Okay. Bob doesn't care. Hey.
Yeah, Bob doesn't care.
Is it Monday night again, Carolyn? It's Monday night. Yay. Tell us about Remax.
No, I got more than Remag Eye on.
Oh, good.
Maverick, are you quoting Dark Soul from Mark, or are you quoting Dark Soul from Revelation 23:6?
I'm not quoting either one. I just asked about Matthew 4. I was curious because there isn't, in the King James, there isn't, it's commonly referred to the temptation of Lucifer, and then they bring in Satan in there, Satan get behind me.
That's right. That's the rub. That's the Hindites. That's where it splits. From the dark soul, from the Lucifer, if ever Lucifer is in the battle, he's referring to all the angels. From all the angelic realm, because that's the rub. But then you have Satan, which would be the other representation, and you can thank Dante for that application, because Dante brings it into another side that says, but what about the transfiguration? See, Satan doesn't care about the transfiguration. The dark soul does, because once Jesus ascends, that's a huge deal. But if he doesn't sin, it don't matter. Who cares? Do what you want to do. You just become another Buddha story.
What I'm referring to, Maverick, in Revelation 23:6, which maybe you haven't read, the verse 6 is, and again I heard the angel, all capitalized, of the Lord, all capitalized, saying, there should be a dark soul, and this soul shall dwell in a man, which will give power over the balance of man before the full power wrought by man, all caps, in the fullness of eternal bliss. So then after we...
That was one of our marriage vows.
right up there with Carolyn. Right, and Carolyn's repose was, yes, Bob, I like you pretty good. Let's see how this goes.
Give it another 50 years.
Yeah.
So then,
another 50 years, if he behaves, Carolyn, if he behaves.
Yeah, it's getting pretty doubtful lately. But anyway, in our Revelation Revealed series, Maverick, that Bob and I did with Ion, right after we read out that verse, Ion says, little p power, that would be affecting authority. It will give authority over the balance of little man. Apparently the second war is when this dark soul starts telling the little men that he has authority over the balance of all the other little men. Sounds like Bob, doesn't it?
Does. Actually, it does.
I just said something about Bob and balance, I think, Carolyn. I think I heard him say balance.
Yeah. The balance of the tides. That's the point. It's almost a bit like this. Now, this may be the glib version of this, so hold tight. Don't count this with, hey, all you typers, all the designated typers, guess what? This is going to change. This is going to change. But today, these are the words. But put a little quotation mark. Subject to change with or without notice. Okay? But the representation that you're actually embracing here is how the dark soul, in the control of the power seat, has to come into power. And see, that's what y'all kind of watched Bob do here lately. He went through it and went through it and went through it and went through it, and now he's eased into his place of power. And let me tell you, that they some folks nervous in the service. We just got to tell you, because he has done just that. He's eased into that place of power. In the balance, as Carolyn said, perfectly laid in the conversation to hold the power outside of the box, but inside the vessel, so that you have the ability and capacity to also ascend, because Jesus is gone. He ascended and is gone, meaning he became God and didn't give a flip about you anymore. He's already done all he's going to do. That's all he's got to do is ascend. That's all you got to do is ascend. So he becomes the stay, hey, why don't you come on? Hey, why don't you come on? Hey, okay, don't come on. I'm going to ask questions until you're so blue in the face, you're either going to kill yourself or you're going to ascend. That's why it's day two. We said Bob's going to stay with you till you buy or die. That's what's going to come. So
yeah,
he's hanging
and
out to make sure everybody makes it in.
Yeah, you continued on back there. I mean, we're going back 9 years saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. You said, yeah, continuing, the angel comes back in here and says, wait a damn minute. You have little men that have power over the angels that they don't know. Now there's going to be a dark soul, and this dark soul is going to be in a man, and it's going to run around giving authority over all the other little men before somebody's even going to get to the seat, to Bob's right hand. Not only is the little man is going to be powerful over us, you're going to have somebody over the little men that's going to really cram it down our throats. Try typing that, Gene. I'll send it to you.
Oh, there you go.
Thank God for recording.
Yeah,
that was
those
good.
Words,
that was very good, Joe.
Those
yeah,
words,
and
now, those words, those were Carolyn's words that were our words that were those words. That
perfect.
Now those won't words. Change. You can touch those. We have to be soft with it now, because listen now, everybody who's got ears to hear, let them hear. The tech body is trying to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Let's be real clear.
Yeah.
It's trying to undo, up, down, over, under everything a rabbit can do to a stump. It's trying to twist up, tangle up, tap, tap, dip, tap, stop. It'll get you convinced that north is south and south is north and east is west, and which way is the wind blowing, Bob, if you're down south to face and south in Maui and the wind's hitting your face, which way is the wind blowing? There you go. It'll be a long conversation to figure that out, but the whole point is, it'll make it topsy-turvy. It'll make it topsy-turvy. It'll shift it to a point where you will question who you are. You will question who you are. So be very aware. All we're saying is, be aware. Kind of make some, if you need some Hansel and Gretel syndrome, leave you some breadcrumbs along so you can find your way. Ask somebody. You got your black mirror. You can trust that black mirror, right?
Yeah.
You put everything into it, right? Now it's on the.
You know, I don't.
Now it's on
you know,
the,
I don't use one.
Well, we know, but now all you're going to get. But that may be different. You don't have to use it. What's going to happen is if Googler don't got it, and you know something, and somebody, if you say something, they Googler it, and there's no doubt in the Googler, they're going to call you a damn liar. You ridiculous snot. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Get thee behind me, Satan. You're not going to come in here and tell me my Googler's better than your Googler. Who the hell do you think you are? Off with his head. Off with his head. Off. And they'll drag you like me, too, and they'll drag you off down in the ditch somewhere and stomp the dog shit out of you. And you won't have no black mirror to record what happened when the trial starts and they're trying to prove what happened. You see?
Okay, so we
we
have the two wars, and the angels are fighting each other. But what you're saying now, picking up where Bob has been directing, is the tech body, Bob was saying today to me something. Are the angels taking over the tech body, or is the tech body taking over the angels, or is it just like
yes.
back and forth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, yes. See, one feeds off the other. Here's
feeds
the point.
Off.
Everybody thinks that the Yellow Dog Democrats is doing all this stuff, the subversion and all this caterwauling and stuff. They're not even that smart, y'all. They're not that bright. They don't know. They don't have a clue. But what's happening is the tech body picks up that little nothing and blows it up into this thing. And so now something's important. If it's kiss kase trending, that makes it important.
Well,
because
Ion,
it's important.
Look at this. Look at this. Revelation 23, verse 8. The whole of heaven and earth is subject to the creations of man. So there it is.
There it is.
Right this minute, we're subject to tech body. Boom.
And you get on the stage and start preaching that hard, and the tech body will be very quickly offended. You know why? Because now you're saying, what you're saying is that man's interaction is moot. So you have a HAL, the computer
yeah.
HAL, running the world and telling you, well, they get offended because, see, does the tech body not know it's the tech body? Well, you'll have to ask the dark soul. He'll let you know.
Right.
You see?
And verse 9, and Michael the angel, searched all earth, capital E, for the dark soul to consume the soul to restore balance and quench man's authority over the angelic host. So Michael is after you, Bob. Look out.
Michael in South Africa?
No. We got him on the green. He's okay. He's going to be all right.
Well, what chapter is that, Joe?
23.
What? All that about me is in chapter 23? Holy, wow. I should read that book.
No, Bob, that book reads you. You don't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what's been going on. That's why I know it.